Hi, this is Ed Brock, Associate Editor with American City and County Magazine, and I'm speaking with Captain Stephen Cerejo. He was the New Jersey National State Police Intelligence Analysis Unit during the September 9/11 attacks, which we're approaching the 10-year anniversary of that. And he went on to become the head of the Counterterrorism Bureau Chief for the New Jersey State Police. And he is currently Director of Law Enforcement Solutions on the MIMEC Solutions team at SAS. And how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Ed. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. So the first question we have today is, what has been the most important improvement in security technology since the 9/11 attacks?
Well, I think if we look back as to what has happened since the events of September 11th, we noticed that there's been this heavy focus on information sharing and data integration. We have seen law enforcement agencies at various levels be more willing to share information with other law enforcement agencies. That has led to the advent of these fusion centers around the nation. There's something close to 72 fusion centers. And these fusion centers have been built up as a grassroots effort by state, local, and regional police agencies to allow for seamless sharing of suspicious activity information, intelligence information, and criminal investigative information. Prior to 9/11, that type of information sharing was hit or miss at best, and I think that's one of the findings of the 9/11 Commission, that the information wasn't being shared appropriately or to the right levels or getting to the right people. So in my opinion, the most significant improvement has been the data sharing, the connection of different diverse systems, and certainly the advent of fusion centers around the nation.
Yeah, but I understand that there still remains much to be done as far as improving data sharing. So what are the most important steps that need to be taken now to improve that situation?
Sure. Again, I think the initial focus was on creating the infrastructure for the fusion centers, building the facilities, getting staff at these facilities, and then acquiring the appropriate technology to be able to share information and to be able to access information. I think there's still a lot of work to be done in as far as getting the appropriate staff at the fusion centers to analyze the information, and there are still some significant holes in the federal-state sharing continuum. There are various reasons. Some of them have to do with technology. Some of them have to do with classification or sensitivity of information. But there are still disjointed parts of the information sharing cycle between state, local, and federal law enforcement.
And you say there are various reasons for that to be lagging behind. Can you sort of expand on a little more of what are some of the technological problems? And
Sure. I think, a lot of it has to do with compatibility of technology, and it also has to do with many different agencies getting onto the same bandwagon, for lack of a better word. In other words, the state governments are pushing out statewide regional intelligence sharing systems or information sharing systems. The federal government is putting out at least three or four different national information sharing systems, and they're all being developed, I don't want to say in spite of each other, but with not as much participation or involvement with the other entities involved. So you have, we do have national standards, and we've gone a long way to having a national information exchange model built, with the participation of state, regional, and local governments, so that we can share information across the nation in the same format. But the technology that's being deployed, there are many vendors involved, there are many government agencies involved, so we don't quite have a nice landscape where everybody's playing nice in the sandbox. So you wind up with, for lack of a better word, interoperability problems.
Right. well, how long do you think it'll be, by the way, before those issues maybe ever come? Do you think it'll be another few years before we can perfect them, or is it?
I think a lot of it has to do with the evolving technology and the adoption of standards. You know, I think I can make an analogy back to the 60s, 1960s and 1970s, when the National Crime Information Center came online, and a law enforcement officer anywhere in the United States could query a system, a national system, to see if a person was wanted or to see if a driver's license was valid or suspended. It took a national standard to make that happen. Without a national standard, states were building systems that wouldn't talk to each other. So I think the same thing is happening here. And, you know, over the past 9 years, we've seen the mindset has changed, you know, the need to share information. There are very few people in law enforcement at any level that don't understand that there is a need to share information. And I don't think that was true prior to 9/11. There was quite a bit of resistance to sharing information. Mm-hmm. So the mindset has changed. There's been an adoption of a national standard that has taken place, and now we have this apparatus in place, these national fusion centers and these national programs that work with state and local agencies to connect and share the information. So I think we're very far down the road to it being towards completion and being successful and fruitful. So if I had to estimate it, I would say we're a few years away from being in a better spot or more perfect spot, rather than we're not decades away, we're years away.
Right, that's good. And another issue that you have mentioned is that some television crime dramas sort of give this impression that the personal privacy of average citizens has been lessened since the 9/11 attacks. What's the truth behind that?
Yeah, I think there's two aspects to that. I don't watch much TV, but I know I do watch some of the so-called police shows, or the CSIs, or the Hawaii Five-O's, or the various shows that talk about these high-tech investigative units that are, you know, solving all the terrorism problems of the world. And there's two aspects to those shows that really concern me. One is they portray technology that we just don't quite have yet. It's a lot like back to the 70s or the late 60s when you watch Star Trek and you'd see Captain Kirk communicating with a little handheld device to a spaceship that was hovering above the planet. Well, nowadays we have those devices. They're called cell phones. You know, you can pick up a little handheld device and communicate with the space shuttle.
Right.
But that was 30 years ago, 40 years ago. What you're seeing now on these TV shows, they're showing you technology that is developing, but we don't have it in law enforcement. You know, we don't have the ability to, in real time, necessarily track the movements of a vehicle. Or if that technology does exist, we have in law enforcement, we have to jump through hoops to get access to that information. And what I mean by jumping through hoops is, in order to protect the privacy of American citizens and people in this country, we need to obtain court authorization to get access to that type of information. We don't just flip a switch or log onto a computer that's sitting on the trunk of our car and immediately pull up a map that shows me where your vehicle is because I can tap into your OnStar system. It just does not happen. Yes, OnStar does track your vehicle, and the OnStar folks have the ability to locate your vehicle, but they don't share that information with police, and they certainly don't let me tap into their system through the back door. So it's a combination in these television shows. The public gets this perception that, A, we have this whiz-bang technology at our fingertips, and I think we're years away from some of the technology that you see on TV. Mm-hmm. And the second part of it is that we are procedurally locked out from a lot of that information. Yes, certainly if a police officer is conducting an investigation and they have probable cause to believe that there's information that would help them solve their case, they can apply to a court and get court authorization to get that information. And yes, we can track vehicles using satellite and GPS technology, but we need court intercession. It goes through a review process, and it's not just the police who decide when we can do this or how we can do this. We have judges and courts and other folks who are applying constitutional standards to make sure we're not becoming this Orwellian police state. So those two aspects of the television shows really concern me, because I've read blog postings, and I've seen folks out on the web complaining about these fusion centers that are popping up and how they're eroding personal privacy and they're spying on Americans, and that's just not the case. And I've been in many, many of the fusion centers around the U.S., and you have good police officers and analysts doing good police work according to the rules that we are bound by.
Right.
And there's really not any of this, there are no phone calls made to aircraft carriers in the middle of the South Pacific to reposition a satellite. That's just not happening. But you do see that on TV.
Right, sure. Well, let me just conclude with almost a personal thing. Since you were, like we just said, right up in the neighborhood in New Jersey at the time of the attacks, and I'm guessing you probably knew a lot of people across the border there that were involved with this. As we approach the 10-year anniversary, how are you feeling about it, and are you, planning to do anything particularly special, or just to sort of mark the occasion when it happens?
To be honest with you, I could see the smoke from my house rising from the fallen buildings. I lost four dear friends in the World Trade Center, so I do have a personal involvement with the events of that tragic day. I don't have any special plans. I remember the folks that died that day, and I continue to work in the environment that I'm in. When I retired from the police force, I entered a new career in the technology world so that I can help folks apply technology to hopefully prevent another 9/11 from ever happening. And I just come to work every day, and I know that I'm helping police officers do their job by providing them with the technology that we do have available to make sure that they collect the information, share the information, and disseminate the information out to folks so that we can try and prevent this type of activity from ever happening again.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right.